This is Paloma.
And this is Rachel.
And this is Good Girls Don't, we think.
Don't podcast?
Yes, we really don't podcast.
Hello, everybody.
We went from like a weekly to monthly to bi-monthly to
quarterly to
bi-yearly.
Twice a year. I don't like it. God damn it.
Yeah, but we made kind of a New Year's resolution.
We did. And it took us until February to get here. But
yeah.
It's been busy.
Yeah.
But I think we could do this a little bit more often.
Yes, we can do
I think
it
we
a
can.
Little more often.
I think yes. we can.
Correct.
Yeah.
It wasn't a New Year's resolution. It was like a Christmas party resolution.
It was. It was sort of a, I'm sorry, drunken Christmas party.
It was.
Where I was like, you don't love me anymore and you don't want to podcast. And remember that time I texted you and you're like, oh, that's right, I didn't respond.
Oh, well, okay, but in my defense, and I shouldn't defend this, but I often think I respond to texts and I don't, and I go back and like, oh, or I'll be like, oh, I remember what I said. I go back and like, oh, that's not what I said. I'm
oh, you mean like the text that I got last weekend?
Okay, you can share it.
I don't even know what it said. I just get hold on.
I don't even know
what it said.
I think I FaceTimed you before.
You did. You tried
I texted you.
So I was doing something. I don't remember what I was doing, but you tried to FaceTime me, and I have this like. I was like, oh, hell no, you're not FaceTiming me. Like, FaceTime is like grounds for, like,
I know.
Unannounced FaceTiming is like, are you
I apologize.
Kidding me right
you're
now?
Getting a formal public apology for me right now.
You.
I'm very sorry.
So then you tried to FaceTime me, and then I get, hold on. I get, what is your YouTube name? So I gave it to you, and then found it, thanks. Trying to show Oriole Bobby's Fizzberry flop. And I said, Oriole? This is last Sunday.
Yeah.
And then your response, I'm friends? I'm friends? And then finally, vodka didn't treat me well. And then 2 days later, you're all, wow.
Yeah, see, I went back. Actually, so I went to clear out like my calls. And I was like, Rachel, FaceTime? I was like, why would I FaceTime Rachel? And then I went into text. I was like, oh, whoopsies.
So that's how our year's been going. So
yeah.
Far.
Well, because there's a famous video of Bobby when he thinks he's going to fall into the soft, fluffy snow.
I don't know if we've
snow.
Ever talked about that.
We
on
haven't.
Here. We have. There's a video that was like, this is more than 10 years ago, right?
Yeah. We went to my mother's house in the mountains and it was snowing.
Uh-huh.
And we went on
and
this
Chris
walk.
And Renee were there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Bobby is like, hey, Paloma, watch this. And he gets up and he runs and he jumps. And he's supposed to like fall on his back into the nice fluffy white snow.
And
he didn't. He actually like his head, the snow had hardened and his head bounces off of the snow and it looked painful.
I think he was like, ow.
Yeah.
So I literally like have three videos up on my YouTube channel or something. But that one has like...
Yeah,
tons of
it's,
views.
It's all
it.
Me. It's all me when my Oriole comes over.
Oriole. Like literally, I showed that to Corey. I'm like, is she talking about a bird?
No. I was
like, what is this about?
Oh my god, that's very embarrassing. Sorry.
Anyway, we're here.
Yeah, we're here,
and we've sort of said we're going to do this.
Oh yeah,
we're still friends. The election hasn't killed our friendship yet.
No, this one's not.
Okay.
We're on the same side no matter what.
We are. Should we talk about this?
We're on Team Moldy Towel.
Yes. No.
Actually, you
Dirty
know my
dishrag 2020.
So my sister just went to Australia to fight fires, and she was super bored on the way there.
You're talking about Renee, but you're talking about Mel.
Yeah, no, that would be weird if Renee went to fight fires
because
she's not a firefighter.
Okay, but yes, Melanie.
Yeah, so Melanie went to Australia to fight fires, and she said that she sent me a message that she was listening to our podcast, and it was an old one, and it was talking about the first election. We're like, oh, Trump's not going to win. And she said it was very strange to listen to that perspective back then.
God, you couldn't pay me to go back and listen to those podcasts.
Well, actually, I stopped listening to. I used to like listen and be like, "Oh, that should have been edited or something."
We should have done. You should like stage mamas.
Yeah, but then I gave up and I don't actually listen.
I don't think I actually listen to them anymore. What's funny is I think my brother might have listened to a few of his
podcasts. Oh no,
he liked.
Oh good.
He asked me about it last week, and I want you to know, he was like, your friend Paloma, she's pretty cool.
I like him. I like your brother so much.
I like my brother, too.
We're Christmas party bonding. He's actually the reason we're doing the podcast again.
He is?
Well, yeah, because he asked me about it, and then you came up, and we were sitting on your ottoman.
Oh.
And I said,
I was like,
oh,
wait, he has more weight in this than I do?
He does. And I said, oh, your brother was just asking about our podcast. And then that's when you said, you don't write, you don't call.
It's true. I did. Okay. Thanks, Steve. Thanks.
Yeah, he did a good job.
He did. He did. He gets the, he's the closer.
Okay, so. Okay.
Anyway.
There was this debate last week, right?
Oh, my God. Yes. So okay. I had forgotten about it, and you sent out a group text.
Well, yeah. Oh, my God, because I was listening. It was like 2 seconds in, and Elizabeth Warren is just destroying Bloomberg like nothing I've ever seen in my life.
She literally, like, mopped the floor with that guy.
It was like nobody knew Godzilla was coming, and he came, and he just, like, had this fire breath and destroyed the city.
If I, you know. I think at one point in the text, you were like, oh, it's kind of uncomfortable. And I was like, no, it's not uncomfortable. I'm totally fine with it. And then I was watching footage of it yesterday on some news show. And I was like, oh, you're right. It's really uncomfortable. I still like it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But it's so uncomfortable to watch him flounder like a fish on a beach or something.
It was so bad. And so I have this coworker who we're politically aligned.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, did you watch the debates? And he's like, oh, my God, Elizabeth Warren. I was like, oh. I was so uncomfortable. I said it felt like Curb Your Enthusiasm because that show, he and I both watched that show, yeah. And it gives you like the worst secondhand embarrassment okay, so I don't you've watch ever
Curb,
had.
I don't watch Curb Your Enthusiasm, but I know what you're talking about. Yes. Yeah, where okay. You're just squirming well, the yeah. entire time.
So I told him, like, yeah, it felt like that. He's like, yeah, you half expect that like tuba theme song to start. Yeah. And he starts singing the theme song, which I won't do here for you. But it's true. It's yeah. like this like horrible moment happens in that show, and then it's the tuba. Yeah. And that's how I felt.
Yeah, so I thought, you know, her, and, you know, we'll see what happens with that. Her performance was amazing. Somebody needed to call him out on all of this. Because I think that it's like, I have said this before that I obviously have my preference in the primary, but whoever gets the nomination, I'm going to vote for. And Bloomberg is the first one where I'm like, oh, God, you're going to really test my principles on this. Like, I really dislike him. I just want him, like, let's just get him out of the race so that's not even an issue. And he's, like, buying himself into the race. And he's just up there like, yeah, I got millions of dollars that I put into this to be here. And you know, to see the slap down was.
Secretly, he is my hate vote.
I know.
Oh, man, I would love it. Donald Trump would be so mad.
So I really hate Bloomberg. However. We were having this conversation. Like, I think he is the worst of the candidates.
Yes. Correct.
But I don't think he is, if we're going to get nuanced about it, he's not a complete monster like Trump is.
His womanizing is much different.
Much more gentle. But it was just a joke, Paloma. Hey,
and he released 3 NDAs.
Not about money. Like, I mean, anyway.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm really just... I feel like in some ways I'm stretching when I say this. It's like, is he worse? Is he better than Trump? Yes. Is he the worst of the candidates? Yes. Did Corey think that he had the sniff mic?
Wait. I was going to...
Sniff
okay.
mic. Get it? Sniff, M-I-K-E. Oh,
that's good. Yeah. Okay, but...
We're going to call him sniff mic.
So what I was going to say... Gosh darn it. You kind of stole my sniff mic joke.
Sorry.
Here's why. Let's pretend we didn't talk about sniff mics. You ready?
Okay.
So, Rachel, you know... You know who I really hope wins the election?
Who, Paloma?
The sniff mic.
He had the sniff mic, right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh. At one point, Corey turned to me and he's like, I think he has the sniff mic.
Okay, but let's be honest. The sniff mic lives in Donald Trump's breathing.
Yeah,
he
it does.
Is the sniff mic. Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. To, like, bring back bad memories. There's part of me that real. Okay. I don't know about you. So there's part of me that hopes Donald Trump really, truly follows through and doesn't debate anybody for the general election. And then there's, of course, the other part of me hopes that whatever candidate it is just absolutely pulverizes him, even if it has no effect on the election. It may not, because, you know, I felt like Hillary Clinton stood her own against him just fine. Obviously, it had no impact.
Well, yeah. Can I say something that I believe? Oh, this is going to sound terrible. I think that Democrats need to stop being polite.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with you. Okay. That's why I was so happy about Elizabeth Warren on Tuesday night.
And I get it.
And here's the thing. I 100% agree with you. It's like, so after the debate, the number of comments I saw on social media, people critiquing her in particular for being nasty. And I was like, really? We're here again? 4 years later, and we're still having this conversation about... Like, I really don't think they would have said that about a male candidate.
No, I don't. So.
And I'm like, she was the only one who got up on that stage with Bloomberg, at least, and, you know, lit a fire under his ass.
She kind of torched him, actually. She didn't light a fire.
Scorched earth. And I'm like, I want to see whoever the candidate is do that to Donald Trump. Whatever the outcome of the, obviously, I mean, I know what I want the outcome to be, but even if the outcome is something different, at least give me the satisfaction of ripping him apart on stage and just exposing him once again for the completely heartless idiot that he is. I mean,
good job.
Idiot.
Okay, so speaking of, tonight is actually the Nevada caucus.
Yes.
So should we talk about like the results or how weird it is to have a caucus?
I think we should talk about it. Okay, so Bernie is in the lead, and I think it's like Bernie, Biden, and Warren.
Like almost 50%, I think.
Yeah.
Bobby says 51%, but last I saw is 44%.
So either way, I think he's winning the caucus. Yeah. And I think it's like him, Biden,
and it's like Biden, like I think Bernie had like 6,000 and Biden had under 3,000 votes.
And so I'm not surprised at all with the results, but still, it's like, especially after the Iowa caucus, I'm like, why do we do caucuses again? They're so weird.
It's weird.
It's like something like from a different, not even just an era, different era, but like a different century.
Yes.
like this is like some 1700s bullshit that's happening.
Yes. Well, and everybody has to be able-bodied and be able to go stand somewhere for hours. Like, it's weird.
And you have to be able to have the ability to go stand someplace for hours.
I barely have a half hour to vote. Okay.
Thank you. So you have stuff to like, do. I mean, granted, this caucus was on a Saturday, but wasn't the Iowa caucus was on a Tuesday, right?
Yes.
So you have to be able to be off of work.
And they were up late. They were there till like 10 p.m. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, it's like the whole thing is just weirdly archaic. And why are we still like we have smart cars now.
Yes.
And we have
a lot of things.
Well, okay. I was going to say we have apps, but apps clearly did not help with that.
Here's what's really funny is we were at our neighbor's house. And our neighbors are super liberal. What's funny, though, is a long time ago, we checked on the election register, and we thought they were Republican. We're like, oh, darn it.
Are these the neighbors?
Oh, no, that way.
That way?
Okay. Yeah.
Like, and you then, guys can see.
Well, I know. And then we became friends with them, and they were like, oh, phew, okay.
Okay.
But so they wanted to have an Iowa caucus tail. So they invited us over for cocktails. Okay. And it was very, very fun. And so we kept waiting. They have a young child that's like two. We have Rosalie, who's you know Rosalie. You've met her.
I know her.
they were done. They were ready for the night to be over. And it was like the results are delayed.
Oh, yeah.
We stayed there forever. Finally it's like, okay, well, we gotta go home. I'll text you and you know, say congratulations or I don't know. And then it never happened.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
I think if anything comes out of this election, the caucus system is maybe on its like dying gasp as a relevant way to figure out primary votes.
And I don't think Iowa's first anymore.
No.
They're like 98% white. That was the funniest part.
They fucked up.
They did.
You had one job.
Yeah, exactly. And you guys have been doing this for how long?
Forever.
Jeez Louise. You know what?
I mean, if ever there was an okay boomer moment, you know, you guys had one job. You couldn't figure out the app.
Can we focus our rage somewhere else for a moment?
Sure.
I don't have road rage ever.
Mm.
I actually had road rage the other day, but it was like very silent.
Okay.
So when I get onto the freeway, right?
This is when you're going to work?
Coming home.
Okay.
So they have the, whatever that meter is to get on the freeway, and it's two cars per green. Car in front of me goes, it's green. I'm the second car, so I go.
Correct.
The other car starts to go.
The car behind you?
On the other side.
Oh, in the other lane.
Like the other two car, and he honks at me.
Oh.
And so I looked in my mirror like, what, me?
Yeah.
And he's like making some face. Oh. He's got a woman, and the woman with him is like embarrassed. She's like, oh my God. So then we're trying to merge, and I'm merging. And I'm getting into, I have my signal on, like you should.
Like as one does.
Correct. Yeah. Merging into the lane next to me because the lane ends. Mm-hmm. And I'm at the part where the lane ends. There's no more line. I'm in the middle, like getting over. So what should happen is the car on the left gets behind me and then the car on the right gets behind them. It's a zipper, right?
Yeah. Zoop.
Mr. Honker. Gets up on the right of me and tries to pass me while I'm in the middle of the lane.
Oh, hell no.
And so then, I'm like, oh, no. So I speed up. I'm like, nope, not today, mister. But then I was like, okay, I'm not going to be that person. I'm going to back off. Mm. So I do, and he gets in front of me, and he smirks. I'm like, oh, really? So
he smirked at you?
He smirked at me.
And I feel about the smirk. Don't you dare smirk at me.
This was a smirk. Straight up.
If you ever want me to go postal on you.
But there was no question if this was a smirk. This was a proper smirk. Okay, so then I'm like, oh, no, he didn't. So I catch up to him and I follow him all the way home on I-5 from downtown to Woodland.
You followed him?
Well, no, he was going my way. I didn't tailgate. I just followed a little closer than I may have normally.
Well, I only think even I
the whole way home. He didn't seem to notice, which was really frustrating.
You're like, come on, notice me, like on your tail.
And I guess I was kind of like normally driving, to be fair to him.
Okay, so.
But wait, so then we get off and he's at the same exit, like to get home. We live in the same area in Woodland. Shit. And I'm like, oh, I hope this guy lives in my neighborhood. I just want him to see me. But turned off at Target. No luck.
So when you told Bobby about this,
well, he was laughing because he knows it's not real road rage. It was like the most lame thing.
Because I can't remember if I've told this story on this podcast before about the time I got in trouble with Corey I wasn't even the driver.
Oh,
so here's the thing.
Wait, you road raged as a non-driver?
As the passenger? Yeah. I am somebody who, in the car, I feel like I'm a fairly calm person normally. But in the car, if I'm driving and you cut me off or whatever.
Or smirk,
especially if you smirk. I like unleash a torrent of like swear words and like.
Oh, well, I did give him a secret finger.
I flipped him off secretly. So I'm learning to give the secret finger.
Yeah, that's Bobby taught me that.
So several years ago, Corey and I were, I don't remember where we were flying, but we drove to the airport. And we were parking our car to get on the shuttle. And I think we were running late. I don't remember exactly, but some guy cut us off and then did the whole like bro sort of like attitude towards us. So I flipped him off.
Oh, as a passenger?
And I didn't give it. It wasn't a secret flip off. I just flipped him off. And then
you did the blatant flip off.
So, yeah, it was a totally blatant flip off. And so then we're driving to find a parking space. And I was like, yeah. So I told Corey, I'm like, yeah. So I just flipped that guy off. Stop. And Corey's all, wait, what? You did what now?
Oh my God, I'm getting uncomfortable, just like Curb Your Enthusiasm. Just as uncomfortable.
And I was like, yeah, I flipped him off. He's like, and the truck is like right, he's either right in front of us or right behind us. And he's like, that guy's going to be on the shuttle with us.
Oh my God.
And he's like, and he's going to see us, and then I'm going to have to fight him. And I was all, oh, sorry. I'm sorry. I'm like,
oh God.
Corey was so mad at me. I was like, I'm sorry. I was mad and he like broed out on us. And,
I would love to take your side, but.
I know. And so long story short, the guy wasn't on our shuttle.
Okay. Phew.
And phew, exactly. I might not be married today. Yeah. But then Bobby was like, we told the story to Bobby. Bobby's like, oh my God, you've got to do the secret flip off where they don't see it. So yep. I've made a conscious effort to do the secret dashboard flip off.
And if you need some sort of gratification, I don't think I've told Bobby about this one. I do the one where my hand is on the steering wheel and I lift my middle finger. So I am kind of visibly like, flipping them off.
If that person really concentrated.
If they really were watching me, they would know.
Yeah. All right.
So maybe give that one a shot.
I will try.
Okay.
Yeah. Ugh. Luckily, the guy didn't beat my husband up.
Good.
Oh, my husband didn't have to beat him up.
Yeah. Corey would have whooped him.
Yeah, I think he would have taken him.
So, okay, a couple months ago, when did you come spend the night with me? Mm. Bobby went out of town and you came to stay the night.
Sometime last fall.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you came over and Rosalie went to bed and we were trying to find something to do. Mm-hmm. And we couldn't find any good TV.
Nope.
And I have like a cable situation. Mm-hmm. I think I've talked about it before. I can't figure out what to do. So it's like Hulu kind of. Maybe. And then Netflix almost.
The whole point is that I talked you into subscribing to or signing up for a free trial to the Lifetime Movie
Network.
Yeah,
it's not free anymore. It's $3.99.
I know. I was like, well, you can cancel it.
I didn't cancel it. So it's Lifetime Movie Network, LMN Movies.
Yeah.
And so for Valentine's Day every year, Bobby's gift to me is he'll watch like some sort of terrible show with
me. That's an amazing gift.
And we used to watch like Housewives, but I don't watch shows like that anymore. Too sophisticated. Yeah. So I said, oh, we're going to watch an LMN movie. Mm. And I really wanted to watch Stalked by My Doctor 3. Because there's
three? Because there's one.
Well, there's one. And I watched two with my cousin. Uh-huh. And they are both delightful films.
Okay.
So I was really looking forward to three, but it's not out yet.
I'm sorry.
Oh, God. So anyway, so luckily there was Psycho Stripper. And you're like, oh, Psycho Stripper, that's odd. LMN would have that. But no, the stripper, of course, is a male. Like, duh.
Okay, duh.
I know.
I'm like, I guess. Duh. But
I love watching LMN movies with men. My husband's the only one I have, but I like it that they're like, yeah, it's so obvious. Well, yeah, we know. Like, yeah, that's the point.
So speaking of LMN night, mm-hmm. you know, this was supposed to be like a more regular occurrence.
Yeah.
And, you know, the second part of last year got hectic and everything. Yeah. And 2020, we have new habits we're building.
We do.
But we did have an idea.
We did. Maybe we should ask for people to give us a name for our idea.
Ooh.
Okay. So we're going to tell you what we think another podcast should be, and you tell us what you think the name of that podcast should be. Yes. A better podcast. Okay. So what is it?
Better than this shitty podcast.
Yeah, better than this crap.
So what if we had a podcast where we just talked about LMN?
Yeah.
Lifetime movies.
Critiqued or analyzed or reviewed.
Oh,
movies.
My God. Like the Siskel and Ebert.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yes. The sister and I'm trying to think of it.
Siskel and Ebert. Two wine cups up.
Yeah. Yes.
Come on, you guys. Isn't this a great idea?
Somebody help us.
Much better than hearing us just like whine about the Yammer. Debates and the caucuses and the primaries. Yeah. And the.
So help us develop this. We really want this to happen.
We think this might be our like cash cow too.
Yeah. We're gonna make big money.
Yeah, we're gonna blow this popsicle.
we'll have so much money we won't even need to podcast, because right now that's how we're making our living.
It is, actually.
Okay so
what else
moving along.
Oh, well, we're just like talking about TV in general. I've been watching High Fidelity.
So I keep seeing that on Hulu, but I've never actually tried to watch it.
Did you ever see the movie High Fidelity?
Yeah. Okay. But I know it's John Cusack, and I remember he's like kind of whiny, but.
Oh, super whiny. It's a total indie music, music nerd like thing, which I like the movie a lot, but the TV show. So in the movie with John Cusack, it's all about. He's exploring like these women who broke up with him, and like
it's before his reunion or something.
Yeah,
right?
I don't know. That's Gross Point Blank.
Oh my bad.
Which is true story. Like
same.
Gross Point Blank is one of my all time favorite movies.
Okay.
And that's before his high school reunion. And he plays an assassin.
Okay. Oh my God. Yes. It's all coming back to me. So okay. In my mind, that's what High Fidelity is. So I don't know if I've actually seen High Fidelity.
So High Fidelity is he's a record store. He owns a record store, and. His girlfriend is, I can't remember the exact timeline, but he's like bemoaning like the demise of all of his relationships and like the top five breakups. And he's trying to figure out like where each relationship went wrong. And Jack Black is like the record store clerk who works. And so it's like a lot of this insider music.
I remember.
But Lisa Bonet is one of the women in the original High Fidelity that was like his girlfriend that he sort of. You know, like whatever happened, what happened, where did I go wrong, blah blah blah. So in the reboot, Lisa Bonet's daughter Zoe Kravitz she's the main character. She's the John Cusack of the series, and so it's like kind of flipped the gender roles, and now you've got like all the streaming music and all the stuff. So it's actually a lot better than I expected it to be.
Okay.
It's really entertaining, and Zoe Kravitz is really good.
She is. Did you watch Big Little Lies?
Oh, I love Big Little Lies. She's better in this. Like, it's
really?
No, seriously, because I love Big Little Lies, but this show, High Fidelity, actually showcases her better.
Okay.
Like, way more range, which is, like, not that that was her fault in Big Little Lies. It's just, like, that was her character was not necessarily very dynamic.
Okay, so did we talk about my surgery? Had I had my surgery the last podcast?
I think you were about to have it.
Okay, so yeah. I had my surgery.
The last time we podcasted was last August,
I had my surgery August 12th.
So we did it before then.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well, because I couldn't have after.
Yeah.
Because I had a... What do they call it?
Deviated.
Something rhinoplasty. Whatever. They dug out, they rotorooted my nose and reshaped it.
Mm-hmm.
I can breathe now.
Have you had any sinus infections?
No, I've not had one, but I have a sneezing problem because things are going into my nose that have never been up there before.
Wow.
Like they're fully open. It's weird. And the shape of my nose has changed.
It has changed. It's cute.
Thank you. Yeah. But yeah, no sinus infections. I've barely gotten a cold. Like it's been really, really good. Someday I'll tell you about all the difference in my mucus, but you know, you let me know when you're ready for
that. I'm ready.
But the point was, so Big Little Lies, remember Erin and I, we binge watched it one time. I didn't want to watch it with her, but Bobby was out of town and she said, let's watch it. And so I was like, okay, fine. And then we watched it like until 3 a.m. So when I had my surgery, she was going to come spend a day with me when I was like on drugs. And so we watched the second season.
Oh,
and
okay.
That her daughter is Zoe Kravitz is so adorable.
Like, no, she's really good. I felt like High Fidelity gave her more of an opportunity to, like, the character just had more depth and more. Like, she's fine in Big Little Lies. It's just, like, felt like the character itself was a little more one-dimensional.
Okay, that's fair.
And in this show, it's, like, you really get to see her acting range.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the only show I started watching that was new was The Stranger.
So, I don't know
what that is. It's based on a book. I don't even know who the author is. And it's almost like a Gone Girl situation.
What's it on?
I don't even know. I think Netflix. And okay. It's English. But it's got to be American English because they make American references and, like, make fun of Americans. Huh, so okay. It's not like...
You don't sound very enthusiastic about
it. Well, here's the thing. I wasn't. But I ended up watching the whole thing. It was like, I thought about it a lot. So it's actually good. It's nothing I...
I'm going to write it down.
Write it down.
I'm going to put it on my, like, future TV list.
It's worth a watch.
Okay.
I probably could have spent my money elsewhere.
Okay.
That's all.
All right.
Now, Rosalie has been watching Bob's Burgers for the past month.
Yeah. And singing Bob's Burgers.
I know. And it's a cartoon for adults, and they say a lot of adult things, and we think most of it goes over her head. But now she's obsessed with the soundtrack of Bob's Burgers, and some of the songs aren't appropriate.
She was singing one of the songs tonight.
Yeah. Well, the song she wanted Bobby to print out that we refused is I'm Good at Sex.
What?
Yeah. There's a song. They have, like, the episodes. They have some guy, like, some musician who comes in and he kind of somehow, like, blackmails them to play their restaurant. And his song is, I'm good at sex. Like, wow. And so every time the episode comes on.
I don't see why you would let her sing that.
No.
I mean, she's 6 and a half.
And then she said.
When are you going to let her just be her own person?
And then she said, what's sex? And so we're like, I think Bobby said, like, fancy kissing.
Fancy kissing. That's one way of putting it. Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, he's not wrong.
So we're waiting for her to. We didn't think that was going to last that long. This has lasted longer than her other phases. So
okay. So what's funny is, like, she still wants to do, like, Disney on Ice and stuff like that.
Yeah, she does. Well, and we're going to see JoJo Siwa at the end of the month with her friend.
Yeah.
Like, she still likes the thing she normally likes, but Bob's Burgers is kind of just taken over.
Huh.
But the funny thing is, in that show, one of the characters says, son of a bitch, and she called me son of a bitch the other day. We're like, okay, do we need to stop watching it now? Like, those are things we
do. So what did you actually say to her when she did that?
That.
Yeah. Does she know what that phrase even means?
No. And Bobby asked her, and she's like, no. He's like, okay, well... I don't know if he explained it to her or what, but it was basically like, okay, sometimes they say things that we can't say. And but I'll tell you, inside mom was laughing.
Oh, I'm sure. Right?
Very, like, hard.
You're like, this is really wrong, except for the part where.
Yes. It's hilarious.
She is a handful.
I know. Is it time for a boring corner?
Yeah, I think
let's take it down a notch.
I'm going to take a deep breath.
Me too.
They tell you, I had a student tell me to take a deep breath the other day.
Excuse me?
No, it was actually really funny.
Oh, okay.
This probably fits into boring corner. So no. Actually, so I advised the student newspaper on campus, and I had a couple of students, like, really blow their deadlines, and I was getting kind of irritated, and, like, I had this, like, I, like, let loose with this, like, little lecture to the whole class, da-da-da-da-da-da. It happens at least once a semester. Yeah, yeah. At least once a semester, I have to... Deadlines are everything. Teamwork. Da 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 da.
It's like when Rosalie's room gets out. Like, yeah. You know what? This is.
So then, this, like, I have this lecture, and then I go to the next student. I'm like, okay, tell me what you're doing. And he was all, okay, so take a deep breath. And I actually just started laughing. I was like, oh,
whoops. Yeah. That's okay.
I was like, okay, I probably need to take a deep breath. Anyway, okay, boring corner. What you got?
We've been going. So we didn't used to go to Trader Joe's, partly because we don't live near one, really.
There's the one in Davis.
Yeah. So
okay.
Rosalie started gymnastics.
Okay.
And it's in Davis, mm-hmm. And so we go to Trader Joe's in Davis after gymnastics. It's a little ritual.
I don't go to Trader Joe's as often as I used to, if only because it's often a madhouse.
Yeah. Well, it so in Davis they have the farmer's market. During the time of her gymnastics. Yeah. So when we get there, there's not really everybody there because they're all at the farmer's market.
That's good. I try to figure out the best times to go when I do go because it can be quite...
Have you ever found the cow?
Oh, no, I haven't.
So Rosalie found the cow today.
Yeah.
And she got a sucker.
Nice. Where was it?
It was in the bread area.
Uh-huh.
and
was she actively looking for it?
Well, so I actually didn't know what she was talking about. She's like, "Mom, there's the cow." I'm like, "Okay, great."
Good job.
She's like, "No, you get a prize if you see the cow." I was like, "Okay, well, go tell that guy." And she went and go tell that guy. So we got up to the checker.
Yeah.
There's like a thing that says, if you see the cow, tell me. She's like, "Mom, that's it. That's it." So then she told the person checking us out, and then she got a sucker.
Nice. Good job, Rosalie.
Yeah, it's very fun. Okay. So that's my boring corner.
Okay, so what do I have for my boring corner? I think one of the last times we did boring corner, this was my subject. But once again, I found some good cheats.
What are they?
So they're on Amazon. I know Amazon is evil.
No, no, I can't subscribe to Amazon's evil.
Well, they are, but that's okay. I still use them. So we have one of those beds that it's like really thick. Like super
deep pockets.
Deep pockets. And we bought so-called deep pocket sheets before, and the sheets just pop off.
They're medium pockets.
They're medium pockets. So I found these sheets on Amazon. They're only $30 for a set, right? And they are the softest sheets.
Oh, stop.
They don't wrinkle.
We're about to look these up.
And they truly are deep pocket.
Stop it.
Like, Corey and I both are like, this is like the...
Rachel, you're trying to turn me on.
The high point of our week was like the first time we washed them and put them on the bed. We're making their bed. We're like, oh my God. Like
$30?
This is what happens when you've been married for 20 years. You're like, oh my God, these sheets are amazing.
Let's go take showers so we can roll around in them.
Yeah. So we bought a second set. We both... It's like they're so soft and they don't wrinkle. And I should send you the link. Yeah.
Okay. I cannot wait.
They're really good. They come in lots of different colors.
Well, so it's almost sheet time for us because I love white sheets. They're the wrong thing to do.
White sheets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're just gross. And it's like, not like, they just get dingy.
They get dingy. So our last set of sheets was like a white with sort of a gray pattern on them.
That's what we have. And it still
really,
got dingy.
And I really liked them, except they got really dingy. So now we bought like some charcoal gray and then a set of like a turquoise blue.
Charcoal gray, I think, is the best.
Yeah.
Ooh, turquoise blue is pretty though.
I like the turquoise.
But it might get dingy. I don't know.
We'll see. I've only, but for $30 a set.
Oh, I can't wait. Can we end this? Like, let's wrap this up. We got stuff to do.
Okay, I had another thing I wanted to talk about, though. I think we had a couple things. Like, boring corn is probably the most exciting part of our podcast.
I think we should probably have just our podcast be boring corner.
Yeah.
Like, let's be real.
Right? It's like what I'm most passionate about right now. So I'm listening to the Jessica Simpson memoir on audiobook.
Okay.
It's really good.
Really?
Really good.
What is so good about it?
Well,
I mean, I'm not doubting you. I need more.
So it's like she's, obviously I think she has I know she has a ghostwriter, but I'm listening to the audiobook because I wanted to hear it in her voice and she reads it.
Oh my God, really?
And the book itself, it's like she doesn't hold anything back at all in terms of what she tells about her life. And I've already cried 3 or 4 times and I'm only like a third of the way through it.
Okay.
It's actually just really, and it's interesting because it's like this weird snapshot of, you know, when she became famous in the early 2000s and like what that celebrity culture was like and the impact that it had on her. Anyway, I just highly recommend it. It's much better than I would have expected.
Okay. I will take your advice at some point in my life.
Yeah.
Probably not in any time coming up soon.
So never.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, fine.
But, you know.
For anybody who's listening.
Why would I have a note that says camera?
I don't know because that's not in my notes. We talked about cheese.
No, this is camera.
Camera.
Straight up camera.
No, I don't have really camera. Weird. Hold on. Maybe I do have camera. No. I know. Boring. Yes. Okay. Sorry. Okay. Hurry and I got a little security camera.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's what I was like, what are you talking about? So somebody gave us this little tiny
Is it like a Ring doorbell thing?
It goes, it's inside the house and you have to plug it in. It's like somebody just gave it to us, so we didn't invest any money in this. But we've been talking about getting a security system and camera system. And so our friend John just was like, oh, I have this extra camera. Why don't you just take it? So Corey set it up and it's like on our Wi-Fi network and it's in the front room. So it basically, if somebody comes to our front door, it activates it and it'll do this like little 12-second recording. I mean, it's ultra cheap.
Okay.
Initially, when we first got it, there's different like sensitivity settings that you can send for it. And we had it on high sensitivity. So every car that passed house. So we changed it to
like with a car alarm.
Yeah. So it's now super, super low sensitivity. So mostly it just goes off. It's like if I leave, come home, or if the mailman comes or whatever. but it also, Baxter, like my cat Baxter, likes to sit on the back of the love seat that is in front of the window where the camera is.
Okay.
So Baxter, like, in the middle of the night, if he gets up on the back of the love seat and his reflection is in the window, it'll trigger like the alarm.
Oh.
Or it's not an alarm, but it'll trigger the camera and like it'll send you a message.
That's so cute.
Which is really cute.
So you'll be at work and then all of a sudden there's Baxter.
So I actually have made it a habit sometimes during, especially if I'm having a bad day, you can like look at a live feed and I'll be all, oh, there he is on the back of
little
the love
buddy.
Seat. My little guy.
That's cute.
Yeah, that's my really boring corner.
I like that.
I think that this company should sponsor me.
Oh, and okay, okay. So here's the thing.
Okay.
I wanted to make up a thing.
Okay.
Like a boring corner of the things. Help me figure out a name for this. Things that should sponsor us. Our company. Okay. Things that we think we should be sponsored by.
We would be great spokespeople.
We would be.
Obviously.
Like, we're deserving of these
sponsor
things.
This.
Okay. I think I am deserving of the sexy hair leave-in conditioner.
Okay.
Because I got some, so I got highlights for the first time, and they just destroy the shit out of your hair. Like, it made it all crispy and crunchy.
I can't do highlights for that reason.
This leave-in conditioner is the only thing saving my life
right
now.
Which is, what's, do you want to say the name, or you want to get your sponsorship?
Like Big Sexy Hair.
Oh, that brand.
Leave-in
conditioner. Yeah, okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, once they sponsor me, maybe I'll get their name right.
So
if I can think of it, but it's got a weird squirter. That's the only thing. It's not a spritzer. It's like a spray bottle one.
Okay.
That part,
that's what you think should sponsor us.
Yes. Or do you not think that the Charles Shaw Organic Pinot Grigio should sponsor us?
I agree. I concur.
They kind of sponsor a lot of my Thursday nights.
Yeah. I mean, we can make this official, Charles Shaw.
Yeah.
Think about the reach that you'll have with our checks notes.
Yeah.
50 listeners.
And that's a like $4 bottle of wine.
Yeah. It's actually good. Really good.
It's so good.
It's really
I remember
good.
The first time I brought it somewhere and I was like, oh, try it. And then people actually liked it. I didn't even get a pity like. It was like a real
it's
like.
It's actually really good. Yeah. Okay. Right. I think we are on to something. We need sponsorship for this, and I'm willing to
Okay, so there are two other things I think we need to be sponsored by.
Okay.
I'm going to let you share that.
Well, I see. I think I have one that I know that we agree on. Just in general, cheese.
Yeah.
The cheese industry.
Cheese needs to sponsor
us. Yeah, the cheese industry, the cheese council.
I didn't get this butt from Kale. Okay. This is a cheese butt.
My love handles. Love cheese.
And what's the other thing? Cheese.
What's the other one?
It's TV.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Cheese and TV.
Cheese and TV. So Netflix and cheese.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's a good one, Rachel. I didn't even see that coming.
Yeah. You think we rehearsed this? We do not.
I know. Yeah. That was not rehearsed. Yeah. So cheese and TV. You need to sponsor us.
All right.
Do we have anything else?
Hey, we did it.
We did it.
We did it. We said we were going to do it.
And we did it.
We did it, and hopefully, not hopefully.
No, we are.
We are on this.
Yeah. No, the first one's a hard one. Now I'm good.
We are not going to wait until August for our next one.
No. But we'll do one in August.
We will.
Okay.
We're gonna make this. I know our people have missed us.
I know.
Especially, it's an election year. They need us.
I know. Well, so what's the next thing? So the 29th is South Carolina?
Yes.
Okay. And then March 3rd is ours.
Okay.
So
yes.
I'm going in late to work. It's like a Bobby and I's little date in the morning.
I'm going to, because I have to be at work, like with my school schedule, it's pretty set. I think Corey and I are going to drop off our ballots early, which I normally, like, I want to do it the day of. It's like the ritual, but I'm like, no, I just want to get this done with. So we're gonna,
And are you comfortable sharing who you're going to vote for?
I'm going to vote for Warren, and I've been pretty clear. It's like, Warren is my first choice. I'm still not the biggest Bernie Sanders fan as a person, but I believe strongly in the policies that he supports.
Okay.
So we don't have to argue about it now. There's plenty of time for that later.
I am good. You I'm know. Telling you.
I know. I'm just saying, it's like Warren is my first choice. I'm not a big Bernie fan, but I do support the things that he supports. It's just more of a personal thing. So if for some reason I don't think it's going to happen between now and the primary. But if for some reason, like tomorrow, Warren dropped out, I would vote for Bernie in the primary. And then.
Okay. But you'll vote for any of them.
Yeah, it was just, I don't know, like, and it. Like, it doesn't really even matter after that because yeah. whoever's on the ticket, you know, I'm going to vote for who's ever on the ticket. I just want to get that slime ball.
Yeah.
No offense to slime balls.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
The slime balls. Yeah. What is what about? So
I'm ready for this era to be over.
Who are you voting for the primary?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
I'm actually, for the first time, an undecided voter.
Interesting.
I'm, because, you know, I like Bernie Sanders very
yeah.
much.
Yeah.
But I like Elizabeth Warren very much. And actually, to be honest, I don't like Amy Klobuchar. You know how I feel about her?
Yeah, I'm not an Amy Klobuchar
but
fan.
But I kind of would vote for her.
Yeah. It's the whole thing of, like, I don't like Amy Klobuchar. I don't like Pete Buttigieg, but I would vote for him. Absolutely. Yeah.
So I don't know. I might even decide that day.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. And I'm not that person.
Here's the thing. If you decide to vote for Sanders, we're not going to get into a fight about it this time.
This is the first year.
I already feel like this 2020 is off to a much better start.
We won't get in a fight at the fair.
I mean, we might just not have relaxed.
Looking back, that is probably the funniest thing we've ever gotten in a fight about. And you know what? To be fair, that was the sun's fault, too.
It's always the sun's fault.
The sun and the beer.
And I also think we were just coming at it. Like, I feel like after 4 years, yeah. our perspective has changed.
Oh, we were young and foolish then.
We were. It was so young. It was a time of young thrilling
and
romance.
And yes. We are actual adults now.
Yeah, we are old, wizened. And
we know what's at stake and that those arguments get us nowhere.
We are not
going
to fight over some stupid primary. Though, no matter
that was
what.
Like fighting over a boy in eighth grade. We're not doing that this time.
We have put away our Love's Baby soft.
Yeah, no, yeah. We are in the LMN world now where we stick together with other women.
Yes.
Unless
yes.
they're stalking your husband next door. Because I did watch that one.
Oh, I was like, wait, who's stalking Bobby?
No, it was an LMN. This is actually like the most genius one. Okay. Is it this new hot neighbor moves in and the wife actually yeah. called her the new hot neighbor.
Yeah.
Turns out it's the ex-girlfriend of the husband.
Yeah.
And he's there and he tries to kill the wife. Oh, it's a mess.
Why have you not had me over again?
You know what? Rachel, we can talk about why I'm a bad friend later. let's move on.
Huh. Okay.
I know I'm a bad friend. I'm aware. I FaceTime you unannounced.
I mean, that's actually the worst thing you've ever
I know,
done to me.
That was really
That
awful.
Is actually the worst thing you've ever done to me.
I hope you know how shocking that was when I saw that the next day. I'm like, oh, God.
She's like, hell no, I'm not picking that
I
up.
I know. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. Forgive me now.
I forgive you.
Thank you.
Okay. Can his friendship be saved?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Part 27.
Can. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
is that
you.
It?
Okay. That's it. That's all I got.
All right. Good Girls Don't was...
Do we know what we are?
We're here.
A bunch of people helped. Bobby, Corey.
Okay. So it was engineered by Bobby Jordan and Paloma Jordan, right? You guys engineered it. Produced by Paloma Jordan and Rachel LeBrock. Enabled by Corey Vick.
Yeah. Well, wait, what's the person called who gets you like coffee and stuff? Isn't that what Corey is? Like they have an
the
official
PA?
Name.
Personal assistant?
Yes, Corey's the
PA. Like, I'll elevate him a little bit. Okay.
What was an official, like, what is an elevated name for that?
I'll try to think of it. But he did it. He's out there. He's down there painting unicorns with your
okay,
daughter to
does,
make this
yeah.
happen.
Okay. He does more than fetch coffee.
And also, I had other thoughts on that. It was sponsored by all the companies that are going to sponsor us in the future.
Cheese,
TV, and wine.
Sexy hair.
And sexy
hair. Leave-in conditioner.
All right. We got this. We'll see you again sooner than later.
We will.
Welcome back to us.